So today I'm going to introduce you to our Session Manager Scheduler software. This is an update to our standard Session Manager and allows administrators to create multiple video events for automatic export and review using a very simple browser interface. We're going to start today by showing you the three control tabs. So the first one being users and groups. So here what we can do is we can bring into the system predetermined groups of students. So groups in contain individuals. So we might have a group, let's say for sake of argument, nurses. And within the nurses group, I could hand type my users into this group, or I could import them from a CSV file. The CSV file is typically an export from your LDAP or your Active Directory. So it allows you to bring in large numbers of students who already have pre-created authenticated identities within your system, and it allows you to bring those into our Session Manager scheduler. So you can see that from the list, I've added student 1, 2, 3, and 4 to a group called nurses. I've created this group because I might want to do training for the nurses or this particular group or any group on a number of occasions. So it saves me having to recreate the user groups regularly. I can use this nurses group as many times as I like in events that I go on to create. I need to create some activities and stations. Your sim center might have a number of rooms. You might do a number of tasks in those rooms, and those tasks may change over a period of time. So what I can do is I can associate rooms with the SMOTS cameras so that I can reuse them on occasions in different events with different groups of students. So to do that, I'm going to create the first station. And today we're going to be testing our blood pressure, and we're going to do that in room 1. And what I'm actually going to do is I'm going to assign that room from a viewing perspective, if you like, an ownership perspective, to an examiner called Amy. And we can explore that a little bit further in a moment. I might want to save that room and add another room. So we're going to do some hand washing. We're going to do that in room 2 today, and we're going to probably give that to Brian because he's the expert on hand washing. We're going to add that, and we're going to click save. So you can see now we've got two rooms, and the last one we'll do today is we're going to do some heavy lifting, and we're going to do that in room 3, and Colin is the expert on lifting. So we're going to assign that to Colin. So this can all be changed at a later date. We can go and edit this, and we can assign it to different people or to different rooms. Or indeed, if we're going to do blood pressure as an exercise in multiple rooms, we can set that up as well. It's really as simple as that, although we can have as many stations as we like, depending on how many events we want to create going forward and how far into the future we want to do that. Today's event, we're going to do some training at your sim center. So we're going to add that to our list of events. We can create as many events as we like in advance, and each of those events can have different user groups and different activities and stations and different times, but we're going to create one event first and go through that to show you how that's done. I'm going to click the edit event. We're now into a new browser interface. It's asking us what date the event is. Obviously we can do that date any day, but we're going to do it today, Friday the 13th of May. What stations are going to be examined or tested on this particular day? Well, from our list that we've created earlier, we're going to select blood pressure, and we can see where that is and who the owner is. It's Amy. And we can go and add hand washing, and we can go and add lifting. So these events now our station, should I say, are now in our list, and we could edit the examiners. Let's say Amy is off sick, we could put a substitute owner in there just to make it easier for the facilitator in the room perhaps to review that video back either during the exercise with the student or at the end of the exercise with the moderator perhaps. Who's going to act as a participant today? Well, our nurses group, if you remember, with student 1, 2, 3, 4, We're going to add that in there. And at the moment, that's one group. And you can see here that the group stays together. So student 1, 2, 3, and 4 are going to move around the testing stations as a group. And we'll see that, how that happens in a moment. The rounds, what time do we want to start? Well, we're nice and keen, so we're perhaps going to start nice and early. We're going to start at 7 o'clock in the morning. Each of our rounds is allocated as 30 minutes, but we could change that. And we're going to have a gap, a rest gap between those of, let's say, 10 minutes. We can add in times to avoid. That could be your lunch break or your tea break or a rest break. We can just put the times in there, and then the scheduling will account for those and space things out accordingly. But what I'm going to do just for simplicity is hit the auto-generate button. And what we'll see now is that our students go around the stations, and you'll see that the system's automatically scheduled these rounds for you according to the times, the numbers of students, and the number of stations. So we have nurses going from the blood pressure to the hand washing to the lifting in room 3. So that's very quickly scheduled your rooms and your resources for you and told people essentially where they're going. The select viewers section down here allows you to decide who gets to view those videos in their own personal dashboards. So the personal dashboard is a an accessible dashboard which shows you all clips that you're either a participant in or an owner of or a creator of. But for this interface, we just have owners, participants, and a choice of both. So I'm going to suggest that for the time being, only the examiners, Amy, Brian, and Colin, and the system administrator will be allowed to see. And then I validate and save. And you can see I get a validation OK in the top right-hand corner to say that that's ready. So basically, these sessions are now programmed into the system. If I go to the session library, we'll see that these sessions are now actually in the system. So what we have is we have student 1, 2, 3, 4 in room 1, and Amy is the owner, and basically we have the event list. Now, the reason why room 3 is not there is because it hasn't actually happened in time. As soon as it happens in time and the session ends, it will drop into the session log window and will be available. It will, under normal circumstances, be available to automatically download and then to view. We can go back into our scheduler. And the last thing really to show you today is, if we click on the Edit Event button and go back into here, you'll remember that what we did originally was we set the nurses to stay together as a group. Just going to delete that for the time being. Because what you may have is you may have a cohort of students, i.e. the nurses, so we're going to add them again. But each of these nurses will go around individually, these stations. So rather than attending blood pressure as a group of 4 students, each person is going to be treated as an individual. So here I've added the group. I've added the group now, but you'll see now that they're assigned as individuals. And what we'll do here, just so we can see that the sessions clearly, is we'll change those sessions to 15, and we'll add a gap of 5, and now we'll auto-generate. It's asking us if we want to overwrite the previous ones, which we do, and now you'll see that each station, or each round, should I say, is occupied by a different student, and again, the system will automatically calculate the minimum number of rounds so that every student can visit every station. Again, once we've selected who sees this footage at the end of the day, owners, participants, or just owners, we validate and save, and that's the end of the process. And we can do that, as I say, for any number of events, whatever distance in advance, and for whatever groups of students that you might have.